Welcome, everyone, to the Healthy First Now show with your host and TV producer, Crystal Starnes. Today, we have a fabulous guest coming on the show. But first, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to my show today. I'm so grateful that you are here and watching. And we are going to be starting a new year soon. 2024 is just right around the corner. And I'm sure all of you have New Year's resolutions. And I think that the guest that we have today, she has over 30 years of experience in nutrition and fitness, and she is a registered dietitian, and she's got this new program that she would love to share with all of you. So let's welcome Dawn Tucci to the show. Hi, Dawn. How are
Thank you.
you?
Hi, Crystal. Good. Thank you for having me. This is the perfect time of year to talk about this. It's on a lot of people's minds.
Right. Well, first, let's, I guess, maybe just share a little bit about who you are and your background.
Yeah, so I have been a dietitian for a long time, as you said, and love helping people get healthy. And whether it's young kids or people, our elderly population or in between, it's never too late, it's never too early to start getting healthy and eating better. And I've never been an overly restrictive mindset dietitian, always been very moderate in terms of what my thoughts are about food because food is enjoyable, right? We love to eat things, but it's also our source of health. So just being a dietitian over all those years, Crystal, I've seen the food supply change a lot, not necessarily for the better. And I've started working in the supplement industry. And as you said, I just created a diet to help people manage their weight and age in a healthy way. So I love talking about that. It's my favorite topic.
Right. And I've known you for a lot of years, and I totally trust all the information you've given. You've helped me and my family for a long time. And I'm excited about this new program that you are going to be sharing because I'm probably going to try it as well, because everything that you've always told me is has been accurate. So I'm very excited about it.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So I guess we can start with talking a little bit about the new program that you're going to be starting.
Yeah, it's called 21 Fit. And the purpose of those words is it's about weight loss, but like I said, it's about healthy aging and fitness. So it's kind of twofold, I think, Crystal, because a lot of people are looking to get rid of some fat that's accumulated on their body. And taking a 21-day period and focusing on what it takes to make that happen is where the 21 comes from. And what I've found with people that I've test marketed with this with is that they'll commit to the 21 days. That's not hard, right? To commit to 21 days. But what they find when they do that is they learn things about food and eating and some different things that they change that they decide to carry on maybe forever, right? So 21 days of a concerted effort to look at a way to get rid of some fat and eat a healthy diet, not a perfect diet. There's other things built into this. It's not a perfect diet, but it's a way to start to get rid of some of that fat and lose some weight. But everything about it lends itself to helping that person become a healthy person as they age. So it's just a 21-day focus for greater results over the long haul. And some people have chosen to just repeat it again, and maybe they did it before Thanksgiving, they've taken a break, and January 1, they're going to recommit to 21 more days. So I just love how it's flexible and it fits people's lives in that way. And I love that it's been successful and the people that have lost fat have kept it off. And isn't that really the secret, right? I mean, we've all lost weight and regained weight. How do you keep it off? That's the task. So
Right.
super excited about it. And anybody can have a conversation with me about it. I give up my time to talk to people if they want to learn more from me, or there's a link that I send out that describes a little bit better about what we're doing. And it's really just eating recipes that I give, very specific advice, limiting carbs, and using supplements to help with boosting your metabolism, decreasing your appetite, managing your blood sugar, helping your gut work better. I feel like it's like such a complete way to address that whole subject of weight loss and healthy aging.
Well, that's awesome. I'm excited about it. You'd mentioned a little bit about supplements. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the supplements that you offer?
Sure. Yeah. And so really for the last 20 years, almost, I've been specializing in supplements. And I say that because you know how many things are out there. And when I practiced as a dietitian prior to specializing in supplements, I really didn't think much about supplements. I didn't think they were necessary. But as our food supply has gotten less nutrition in it, less vitamins, less minerals, we really have to supplement today. And then that's the question, Crystal. There's so many choices about what to use. So I've chosen to specialize in this because I feel like it's that important. So isn't that the interesting thing, right? I didn't supplement at all before, but because the food supply has changed so much and I've recognized what a good quality supplement can do for your health, that's why, you know, I've taken this route. But of course, I'm always helping people eat better. That's part of it too. Working out, that's part of it too. But from a supplement standpoint, it's really one of the easiest things that somebody can do is wake up in the morning. And if they're a faster, you know, whenever they break their fast or first thing in the morning, to have a daily shake and totally give your body all the vitamins and minerals it needs, the fiber, the prebiotics, the probiotics for the gut, all of that with some protein, that's a really easy way to start to manage your health and control your appetite and give your body the ability to lose weight. You know, if your thyroid's not functioning, for example, it's going to be really hard for you to lose weight. So getting that daily shake in can help your thyroid start to work better and therefore, you know, make it possible for you to lose weight. So I love that piece because that's the easier side than making the recipes. But the recipes, I'll have to tell you, are pretty easy to make and they're delicious and people's families like them. You know, you're not eating it by yourself. You're feeding the family. And so I just, that combination of supplements and recipes and that guidance that we give just takes the guesswork out of it, you know, makes it easy.
I like how you said about the family, because like a lot of people that have children and things, they have a hard time sticking with the diet because the kids they might not be able to eat the supplements or whatever, but I believe the supplements that you utilize, the kids can use some of those.
Yeah.
The diet.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So the diet, the recipes are perfectly suited for all ages, older, younger, and the supplements are safe, you know, for our kids to take. So they can do what we're doing. You know, I think you have little kids. Well, they're not little anymore. They're getting older, but you know what I mean? So they're going to pretty much do what you're doing. And my kids all do a daily shake. Why? Because I do it. I'm the mom, you know, I guess the example and the provider of nutrition. So yes, kids can eat the meals, drink the shakes, be a part of it. And it's all about aging healthy. And I think when we think about healthy aging, we think that's something you do when you're older. Really, it does start from the womb, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody, any age.
That's awesome. Well, what other things do you do to stay fit? Like, I know you exercise. I mean, is there any advice you can give to the audience of like certain exercises that work better for you?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question to ask because, you know, I think it's really important to get our steps in. A lot of us are into getting our 10,000 steps. And I think that's so important for your heart and just your peace of mind. And, you know, it's really important to move and get your blood flowing. So super important to do that. But I think also equally important is building strength, whether that means doing push-ups against the wall or the floor, doing some squats, using hand weights, using bands, whatever you like to do. I think it's really important, Crystal, as we get older to add to our muscle mass because our body's natural process is to lose muscle. And that's when we start losing our balance. That's when we start slumping over. You know, it's really important to do some strengthening exercises at least 3 days a week. So getting in those steps, doing the strengthening exercises. And another thing I've started doing really just in the last 6 months is meditating. So just as important as our physical physique or whatever and our diet, It's really important to manage stress and to be in touch with what's happening in your body and to be able to relax. So meditation is such a wonderful addition to my health, and I think it would be so important for everyone. And teaching kids to meditate, you know, it teaches them to take control of their thoughts to some degree. So it's a really important health habit too. As well as sleep and water. We got to throw those in, right? You got to get
Right.
your 7 to 8 hours and drink half your body weight in water. And I think if you're doing those things, that's it, right? I mean, eating a fairly well-balanced, high vegetable, plant-based, some meat diet is ideal. Getting that supplement, but getting in the steps, the strengthening, the meditation, the water, and the sleep, that's really all there is. And I say that like that's easy, right? But if you're not doing any of those, pick one, do that one, make that a habit. And then a lot of people do habit stacking. So if your thing is getting in your water, start your day, fill up your jug, get some water in you. And maybe the next habit is to add that daily shake, you know, and then maybe your next habit is to fit in that walk or whatever, but just, it's a process that takes time. And I think that's so important to talk about right now because we all set those New Year's resolutions. And I think it's always great to aim high, but I think to break it down, and if you want to get healthier, pick something to work on and work on that, do that, make that a habit, and then add something else. I think it's really overwhelming if we give up sugar, commit to going to the gym 5 days a week, don't drink any alcohol. You know, it's like it's too much. And we end up failing. So I think to be successful, choosing one thing and working on it is really important.
Right. Yeah. I find that if I like the example that you utilize, I find that that is too overwhelming. See, then like having the exercise, oh, I got to wake up and exercise again. I got to exercise. But like, if I know that I can have a dessert and it's not going to affect me, and then I feel like I can stick with it better, you know, like small steps. Instead of big steps of it.
I think we all don't want to have our choices taken away, and not that, especially this time of year after a cookie diet for the last couple of days, right? From Christmas time, I'm ready, but I don't want you to tell me that I can't have any of that. You know, that's just me maybe, but I don't like to have things taken away from me. And I think the other thing too is another thing to think about, especially if you're a really busy person, is what can you fit in those small bits of time throughout your day? So let's say you do want to start exercising. And just like you said, going to the gym 5 days a week, I mean, maybe at some point, but just getting up in the morning while you're making your coffee and doing some squats or doing push-ups against the counter. If you did just that consistently for 30 days, you would start to see progress.
Right.
So using those little bits of time is important too.
Yeah, I think that's important. Yes, very much, because we are all busy and
we are
and everything. And you know, I've even found myself like when in the like when I'm making breakfast, I start doing squats at the stove. The music will be on. I'll be
Why
dancing
not?
Just to get some
why
energy.
Not?
Exhausted, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no reason why you can't do that. It's your stove.
Right. I mean, every movement counts towards your steps, you know, through the day. So.
Definitely. And I think the hardest part for me about working out is getting dressed, like getting my shoes on, getting my clothes changed, especially in the wintertime. Sometimes you're like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Right.
But, you know, just doing these little things in your house as you go about your day, parking farther away from the grocery store, you know, all of it really does add up and matter over time. We don't have to change the whole picture tomorrow to be healthy. It's those little habits that we want to work on as this new year starts, and try not to overwhelm ourselves or set the goals too high and unobtainable.
Right. Well, where can everyone find you and your website if they're interested in the new diet plan that you're offering?
Yeah. So my website is healthywithdawn.com. The word healthy with and DAWN.com is my website. And if you go on there, you'll see 21 Fit and some of the other things that I offer. You can reach out to me on social media, dietitian_Dawn on Instagram. Healthy with Dietitian Dawn on Facebook. So I would love to have conversations with you guys and hear what your needs are and help you specifically. I think that's really important to get guidance if you want to be serious about this. Get someone that you feel like is going to serve your needs the best. I'm happy to, like I said, Crystal, to have a conversation. If somebody wants to get in touch with me through my website, we'll schedule some time together.
Well, thank you so much for sharing about your new diet and all the advice for the new coming year for all of us to get healthy.
Super exciting.
Is there anything else that you want to tell the audience today?
I think the biggest thing, Crystal, is looking at this time of year, give yourself some grace. You don't have to be perfect. Just pick something that you feel like you can work on right now to be a healthier person and stick with that and take it a step at a time. Try not to overwhelm yourself with big goals. And I think the other thing is, we don't really have to give things up, but reducing some of the things that we're overeating in our diet, that's really the answer, I think, long term.
Well, thank you again for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
You're welcome. And thank you everyone out there for tuning in. Anyone that wants to come on the Healthy First Now show, just go to healthyfirstnowshow.com and I will be in touch with you. Well, thank you. And I hope everyone has a happy new year. Take care, everyone.